When a bell rang in Miss Pym's life now, it was because she had put a delicately varnished fingertip on the bell push. As the clamour died into a complaining whimper and then into silence, she turned over to face the wall, burrowing happily into her pillow. Not her funeral. Dew on the grass and all that was for youth. Shining, resplendent youth. And they could have it. She was having another 2 hours' sleep. Very childlike she looked with her round pink face, her neat little button of a nose, and her brown hair rolled in flat, invisible pinned curls all over her head. They had cost her a spiritual struggle last night, those curls. She had been very tired after the train journey and meeting Henrietta again and the lecture, and her weaker self had pointed out that she would, in all probability, be leaving after lunch on the morrow, that her permanent wave was only 2 months old, and that her hair might very well be left unpinned for one night. But partly to spite her weaker self, with whom she waged a constant and bitter war, partly so that she might do Henrietta justice, she had seen to it that 14 pins were pressed to their nightly duty. She was remembering her strong-mindedness now. It helped to cancel out any twinge of conscience about her self-indulgence this morning, and marvelling at the survival of that desire to live up to Henrietta.